essay, Snail Mail Power by Deborah Davidson. Before the days of email and before long-distance telephone calls became affordable, handwritten letters were a normal part of my life. The time spent waiting for a reply seemed long, yet kind of exciting. But during the years I attended college in the US, Japan's postal service was often paralyzed by labor strikes. My letters pleading for advice or financial help did not reach my parents in Japan. It was a tough time for me. But this experience added the finishing touches to my becoming an independent adult. Like me, my daughter left her home in Japan to go to college in America. But she had email. Sometimes she emailed me 7 times a day. My emotions went up and down like a roller coaster ride as I read about her stressful student life. Email has many benefits, but my life as the mother of a college student might have been more peaceful without it. When I was a child, my artist mother encouraged me to make my own greeting cards. In my middle age, I discovered the Japanese folk art called etagami. This combination of simple hand-painted art and words on washi postcards quickly became an important part of my life. Today, I send up to 100 etagami a month to people all over the world. I learned that etagami exchange is just a small part of the worldwide movement called mail art. I also learned that mail art and letters that travel by post are now called snail mail. Clearly, snail mail fills a need that is not satisfied by email, Skype, or social media. Recently, my sister told me that when she reads a handwritten letter, she feels she can hear the writer's voice as clearly as if they were speaking to her, even if she hasn't heard their voice in 30 years. I often send etagami to people who are hospitalized or housebound because of illness or disability. They seem to enjoy the sight and the feel of the cards just as much as the encouraging messages. Sometimes they get the cards taped to a wall where they can see them from their bed. My father has Alzheimer's disease. He no longer remembers who I am. I have sent him a new etagami each week for over 10 years. He doesn't read email, and he forgets conversations as soon as they end. But even if he forgets my etagami, I know he will enjoy it with fresh joy the next time he picks it up. When I grow old, I hope people will send me snail mail, especially mail art, even after I can no longer remember who the sender is.